Kerri-Anne Walsh is in Canberra. Kia ora, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning, Kim.
Final agreement. We had the story a little earlier. I was hoping you'd be able to give us more details on the wording of the referendum question that Australians will consider later this year about whether to have a constitutionally enshrined Indigenous voice to Parliament.
Correct.
What's next?
What's next is the amended bill will go before Parliament. Then Parliament will refer it to a committee for further deliberation, at which time Australians can have their say on it, and the committee decides whether or not the wording of the referendum question should be tweaked a bit. And then within 2 to 6 months, according to the legislation, the referendum question must be put to the Australian people. So we will expect a referendum to be held any time from sort of September, October, November. That's sort of the time frame where we'll be considering the referendum question. So the question is very simple. It's a simple proposition to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. Then the detail of the Constitution, which is a new chapter, which will go to the end of the Constitution, lays out a three-part framework for the establishment of such a voice, which Parliament will be able to frame. They will devise the framework for the voice, and it will always be subservient to the Parliament and Parliament's wishes. So that is it in a nutshell.
So,
it'll
carry no weight, it'll have no authority, it'll just say stuff.
Well, it'll carry weight insofar as it will advise the government on matters relating to Indigenous lifestyle, Indigenous lives, Indigenous policies that affect people in communities. In terms of the legal weight, this is what has taken a good year to frame from the Indigenous Working Group, the own Prime Minister's legal eagles that stand behind him in the department, and also a working group of independent legal experts. And they have all together framed these questions. There's still raging debate out there in the community and amongst the legal fraternity about the import of this simple three-part change to the Constitution.
Some people saying it should not happen?
They are saying it shouldn't happen. They're saying that there's overreach in the constitutional amendment, that it could mean high court challenges, that the Indigenous voice would be able to advise executive government, which of course is in the proposed constitutional change. But what they're saying is that could mean that the voice has authority to direct rather than just to advise, and it will end up messy and in the High Court. Other constitutional experts are saying no, that is wrong. The import and the meaning of the constitutional amendments is such that the Parliament always retains overriding authority. So let them deuce it out, Australians will be able to make up their own minds.
Well, will they? I mean, there needs to be some clarification of those important issues before people can give an informed vote.
Okay, so this morning, and for the last I don't know how many months, I've read nearly every bit of legal advice that's been made to government and that has also been presented in newspapers, in academic journals, etc. You are not going to get two constitutional experts in a room who agree on the import of the wording.
Oh.
Some are definitive in what they say is a very simple proposition of an advisory body, and others say, no, it's not.
All right. Thanks, Kerri-Anne. Kerri-Anne Walsh in Canberra.